T-Mac, I can't believe you would say us morning people. We are morning people, and good morning. Most of us are, right? Good morning, everybody. How are you all doing? This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. I had to throw a little bit of comedy in for him just to kind of make it kind of funny. How's everybody doing on a Friday? TGIF. And thank goodness it's Friday, or thank God it's Friday, right? That's right. Well, we got a great show lined up today. We really do. But before we do that, we always got to play this on a Friday. There we go. That's right, James Brown. I feel good, and I hope you do too as well. And I knew, remember when I was telling you guys that the weekend was going to be flying by, and it's just, it really is. Well, the upcoming week to get to the weekend, I should say. Bear with me, guys. I'm on one cup of coffee this morning. Kind of battling, as always say, the allergies. It's no fun, let me tell you. Got, like I said, I got a great show lined up today, but before I tell you a little bit about it, I want to remind you, as I always do, and always remember this. We, you know, a lot of people say they don't like to email as much as they used to for prayer requests, but you always can. There's several different options. One, you can email me here at Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio Studio. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, you can go to my Facebook page, like me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. And you can send me a message on Messenger, and I will get it. And me and my ministry team will pray for you, okay? So just remember that. All right, well, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today on a TGIF Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday, or thank God it's Friday. Well, the deacon, Paul Brown, with the Castleberry Baptist Church was going to make it by today. He's had a crazy week. He has a nail in his tire, so he is stuck in Tyler waiting for them to open while they get the nail out of his tire. And I'm sure he'll talk about it next week. So no deacon. Filling in today is Mark Lowry Comedy. We got, again, a Mark Lowry Comedy, our dear friend Mark Lowry. I'm going to read a Bible devotion here in a bit for you called A Heavenly Address. Our music today is going to be some Christmas songs by Michael W. Smith, at least two or three of them. And what else is going on? Going back to my biblical archives, I've had somebody ask me if I could talk about how to trust God and live by His plan. Absolutely. So let's just make sure everybody is jumping jack ready. Okay, loosen those joints. Get ready. We're fixing to do the countdown on a Friday. Just gonna let a little boogie woogie music roll here while we're at it, okay? Oh, let me add to the coffee song. That's coming up immediately after all this, okay? And then coffee song, then Mark Lowry comedy. Alright, here we go. I have to mumble jumble a little bit till we get to the beat. Alright, let's loosen them up. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. On a Friday morning. Those of y'all that are still eating your Halloween candy or your... Man, I'll tell you what. Again, be sure to check those bags out. I've been reading articles about just being tampered with and stuff. It's a crazy world we live in. Well, today, on my Bible devotion, we're going to talk about a heavenly address. Yes, indeed, we do have a heavenly address. In the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 2, Scripture reminds us, I am going there to prepare a place for you. You know, all over the areas, and even when you're traveling, you see high mountains, and you see log cabins, and you see beautiful homes that are nested up in the mountains. I'll use an example up in Colorado. And the mountain peaks are so high that you almost feel like that those homes are reaching up in heaven. One time I had a chance to think about it, and I remember in the saying that they talk about, the Scripture talks about in the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. You know, we're going to be going to a place in heaven if we've trusted Christ as our Savior. Not only a place, but a mansion. When we as Christians die, we go straight into the presence of Christ, straight to that place, straight to the mansion in heaven to spend eternity with God. And we are simply changing our address. So if you live at blobbity, 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 blobbity address, right? And you have it right with Jesus Christ and He calls you home. Your heavenly home, there's a mansion. He's got many mansions. Now these homes, a lot of homes are beautiful. But if you think about it, the home that He has prepared for you. So always remember that. All right, let's stand by for the John Waller Friday coffee song. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. You can only hear this exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio.
Let it wait till-
my traditional Friday song when I can remember to play it on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. That's right, John Weiler and the coffee song. Okay, we got a Mark Lowry coming up. He's going to be singing about the independent, fundamental, not making fun of anybody, okay? I used to be Baptist too. Baptist churches. Here we go.
And singing. I never dreamed one day I'd be on Broadway. I sang in independent, fundamental Baptist churches. That's what I was raised in, and that's all that knew me. Independent, fundamental, Bible-believing, Bible-banging, foot-stomping, soul-winning, door-knocking, pew-jumping, devil-chasing, sin-hating, King James Version only Baptist! And I'm happy about it. Our preachers aren't always right, but they're never in doubt. And many of those churches were about as big as that first pew right there. And I traveled everywhere by myself, my little car, my little soundtracks I'd bought down at the Christian bookstore. And I would go there and, you know, get there early and meet with a sound man. And of course, those little churches, they'd always have some guy out there, you know, running the sound who's about 10 years older than God. And he'd be changing those soundtracks. And you know what it feels like when you've got hundreds of people staring at you between songs? How those few seconds can feel like an eternity. So finally, I just started taking my own sound system. I carried it in the trunk of my car, and I would drive about every 200 miles. I'd stop at another independent Baptist church and sing. And these people wouldn't clap, because that would be giving glory to men. And they wouldn't shout, because they're afraid someone might think they're doing it in another language. But they would laugh. And all I cared about is, are they listening? Are they paying attention? And I would tell my little stories, and I'd try to find songs that went with them. Because I got so tired. I got so tired when I was growing up here, and people come to our church and say, this next song says, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And then they'd sing, Amazing Grace, how sweet. I was hyperactive. I thought, sing it or quote it. We don't want to hear it twice. So I just started telling what Amazing Grace meant to me. It was Amazing Grace that I met, made it through my childhood. And I would sing on those Sunday morning services, you know, and about 20 minutes. And then the preacher always preached, because nothing happens in a Baptist church until the preacher preaches. And he would preach, you know, hour, an hour and a half. And if he'd have studied, he could have done it in 20 minutes. But he would preach. And you know how it is. On Sunday morning, you know, you've sung your bit, and you sit down, and he starts preaching, and all of a sudden your stomach starts gnawing on your backbone, and you're scared to death the Methodists are going to beat you to the cafeteria. And finally he says, every head bowed, every eye closed, and you think, oh, the cafeteria is in sight. After 45 verses of Just As I Am, he finally says, Amen, and you think it's over, don't you? No, it's not. He says, now be seated, we're going to have the Lord's Supper. I don't know why they call it the Lord's Supper. You never get enough. They should call it the Lord's Snack. Haven't you ever wanted, when that plate of crackers goes by, to grab you a handful of them, get you some Cheese Whiz, and celebrate! Concerts and had a great time, slept on preachers' couches. And then I would go to concerts like this and see Sandy Patty and the Gaither Vocal Band and people that I idolized. I mean, as a young kid, I would just look up to them so much and think, man, I just wish they even knew my name. And I didn't think that I'd ever get to sing with any of them. You know, I would hear many of them talk, and I knew I could out-talk them, but I knew I couldn't out-sing them.
Keep ringing. Happy holiday to you. Christmas stones by the ground. When old Santa gets in town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down,
he'll have a big fat pack up on his back and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season,
holiday season.
So whoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang your beside. It's just exactly 12 o'clock. He'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack up on his back.
Yeah.
And lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season. So whoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, and don't forget to hang up your sock. It's just exactly 12 o'clock. He'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down.
There we go. The Spirit of Christmas, the melodies, all those are played by Michael W. Smith. And we want to throw that Christmas mix in there to get everybody in the Christmas spirit mode. Okay, well, today we're going back to our biblical archives. And we are going to talk about how to trust in God and live by His plan. So basically, you're probably asking me, see, hey, how can we trust in God? Well, we can. And, you know, over the last few months, I personally have explored the simple, life-changing truths about the immeasurable values that rest solely in the fact that God created us, that my stubborn love, your stubborn love back in the past, everybody has a past, right? Sets us apart from the amazing fact that He designed us and empowered us with a unique plan for each one of us. So let's go back and revisit the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1 and verse 5, where Scripture reminds us, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." Each of us has a life plan. Yes, I know the plans are revamped in your life. God loves you. He loves me. And everyone else has a plan in their life, right? But the only plan that measures is the plan that's made for you by the one who formed you. The one who loves you, He knows you, and has set you apart to be His own. And it's a great plan. Let's talk about the first one. My plan is customized. You know, if you go to the book of Psalms, chapter 139 and verse 16, Scripture reminds us, "You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life. Before I began to breathe, every day was recorded in your book." You see, friends, you were born in response to be determined by God. Not as an afterthought. Before you took even one breath, every day, every step, every circumstance in the plan was recorded. In fact, God's plan uses your strengths as well as your weaknesses. We all have strengths, and they are part of the plan. We all have limitations, and they are also, too, part of the plan. We have seasons of life where we go through good seasons, bad seasons, good days, bad days. Those are essential to the plans as well. Just remember this, true success comes when instead of consistently fighting against or trying to change the plan, we learn to identify and build on our strengths, accept the limitation as hedges of protection from God, and yield the seasons in life of God's avenue and perfect timing. You see, friends, remember that God's plan for you is not just a one-size-fits-it-all. No, it's a customized just for you and your size of life. Second point I want to make is my life plan is good. The book of Jeremiah, as we well know, chapter 29 and verse 11, we all know this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and the plans to give you hope and a future." Now, for some reason, if you think about it, friends, we tend to think that God sat down one day and designed a sinister life plan laced in with pain and defeat. Nothing could be further from the truth. The train of thought contradicts the very nature of God and misunderstands His heart. The heart of a loving father who wants to absolute highest and best plan for his child. And it is a good plan. My third point, my life plan is guaranteed. That's right. Go to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5 and verse 24. Scripture tells us, "The one who calls you is faithful and he will do it." Friends, when God calls you and me to do, He empowers you to do. With the plan comes every resource that we need to accomplish the plan. For many years of your life and my life, there's been things that we have been doing, but we need to focus on what His plans are for our life. Because He has the master plan. Remember, He is the Alpha and the Omega. Even in times when you're sitting in a deep, dark pit, and the nickname of that would be clinical depression. That's what I call it. You discover the truth that has redefined who we are when we go through those moments. But now we also realize on the backflip of it, that if we trust in the Lord and do what His will is for us and go the journey that He wants us to go, then we're going to be fine. So see, a summing this short little Bible lesson up. What is your thoughts on this? How do we discover God's plan and trust Him? By spending time, remember this, with the plan maker. By saturating daily life with His truths and continually turning our hearts to a conversation with Him. Not because we have a Bible study to teach or an invitation to speak, but we simply need to do it because we love the sound of the voice of the Lord, the Holy Spirit speaking to us, and long for His presence. So let me ask you some questions, and you don't have to give me any answers because I know this is a podcast show, but I want you to think about it. What are your spiritual gifts? What are you most passionate about? And what are your natural abilities? What is your personality type? How about this one for y'all to think about? What are your spiritual markers in your life? And what others see in you? As you begin to answer these questions to yourself, I want you to remember, you're looking for the gifts that He has given you instead of the ones that we thought that He wanted us to have. So what I'd recommend doing is to accept the limitations, knowing that He has woven you into the seams of a journey for your good. But see, hey, that's easy for you to say. You know, you have good journeys, bad journeys. I've had totally bad journeys. Well, we all have them. Excuse me, I'm clearing my throat here, guys, because of allergies. We all have bad journeys. But you know what? Even being a Christian, He said it would not be an easy road. He said there was going to be trials, tribulations that we're all going to go through. But you got to remember, is give it to Him. Pray to Him. Take it to prayer daily. And I've told a lot of people this. It's not that you don't think that prayer is going to be answered. Maybe you just give up and say, God, I just don't think it's going to be answered. Well, let me tell you something. It will be answered in His timing. Now, it's not CA's timing. It's not Jim's timing. Not Julie's timing. It's His timing. That prayer may be answered now, or it may be answered 20 years from now. Well, CA, why? Well, you never rush God. Oh, you're going to get the answer. It may be what you want to hear. It may not be what you want to hear. But I had a bad break in a relationship. Well, let me give you my example. I've had bad breaks. And God sent Sophia to me. And we developed a very rich relationship because we kept it Christ-centered. And we pray together constantly. Sometimes, you know, I pray a lot. She prays a lot. And we come united in prayer. And we pray together because we're building a team. That's what it takes. But if you let Him guide your steps, I will tell you, like friends have told me in the past, if you're looking for someone that will love you, care about you, of course, number one is God, keep Him first place, and He sends you a mate, trust in Him. Because I'm telling you, it will happen. It's happened for me. It's happened for a lot of people that I've talked to. And it will. And maybe, like I've said in the past, maybe you want to be single, and that's okay. I had an aunt that was single for a long time. Maybe you never want to get married. Maybe you've been in just bad relationships, period, and you're done. Well, maybe you're done, but then you fall in love with someone that really is a good godly woman. Not perfect. When we're talking godly, there's different ways to define it. But she has Christ in her life. Let me give you the best advice. If you don't have a woman that loves Jesus and that puts Him, and you can agree or disagree, okay, and doesn't put Him first place in her life, you're going to have a problem. Because eventually the marriage could deteriorate. Why, CA? Why? Well, because Satan goes in and challenges marriages and relationships. And his main goal is to seek and destroy. Work together as a team. When you're dating, even that, work together as a team. He may plant you with somebody, and he may unplant you. I've been in situations like that. And you have too. And in your journey, you will. So just remember all those things. And if you stay single, that's okay. God loves you. And he's got a master plan for you, and he's going to take care of you. You know? There's nothing wrong with being who you want to be. But always keep him, and I can't stress enough, first place in your life. Never eliminate him. You eliminate him, what you're doing is you're giving the act of the enemy more time to build in your mind that you don't need God. And we do need God. America needs Christ. But you know what? Think about it. He's here. But there's a lot of drifters out there. Don't be one of them, okay? All right, I love you guys. Here, we're going to do a closeout on Gloria with Michael W. Smith. Amen. Michael W. Smith, Gloria, yes indeed. We are very thankful. Oh, Jesus, we are very thankful for everything that you do in our life. And guys, I hope that that helped you on my Bible lesson on how to trust in God and live by his plan, because he does have a master plan for you. And you're probably thinking, see, hey, why aren't you playing a lot of Christmas music? Well, let me just share before I close out in prayer and pray for you all. Is Christmas is my favorite time of the year. And we're not skipping over Thanksgiving. And I won't do that. But we're in an area in life where this crazy world needs some uplift. And it is nice to play a lot of uplifting music. And there are a lot of Christian artists that I will be playing Christmas music on. Because maybe someone's going at a dark place and needs some uplift. And Gloria is really a good song that Michael W. Smith is, because it's an uplift. Can you imagine when you're up in heaven, those that have accepted Christ as personal Savior, and you're rejoicing in the Lord, and you're singing Gloria. We're glorifying our Gloria, Lord, that is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God. On a Friday, let me share before I close out in prayer. Whatever you're going through, he's got it. What, CA? No, he doesn't. Yes, he does. Don't be the naysayer. Don't let a naysayer tell you that your day is not going to get better. I had a day earlier this week where it just seemed like the ceiling was going to fall down. We all have days like that. But remember that God said it's not an easy road for Christians. There's always going to be challenges. When you're a new Christian, a new, what we call creature in Christ, a new Christian, a new brother, and you're welcomed in the kingdom, because when you get there and you bow down before him, what an awe we're going to be. And let me tell you, those that haven't accepted him, boy, now's the time to do it. Let me tell you, we don't know when he's coming back, but he will be coming back soon. The question is you naysayers that are out there that don't believe in him, so heaven forbid something happened to you, or now's the time. And I'm a little speechless sometimes because I just don't get it sometimes. It's free. It's simple. And let me give you an example before I close out in prayer. When Jesus was hanging on that cross for my sins and your sins, and the thief on the cross was up there, he didn't have time to go down to an altar at church or go through a Romans road the old Baptist way or wherever. He went to Jesus when he was hanging on there. And he was a thief that did a lot of bad things. And I'm sure, I don't know what the story is of what he did. It doesn't talk about it in the Bible, but he looked toward Christ as he was hanging on the cross for us. And he said, Father, remember me in paradise. That's all it took. Faith. Childlike faith to come to our Father. Even, remember this, the non-believers, even if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, small as a mustard seed, and you have him in your heart, you're going to get there. Please don't shut him out. I can't beg you. I can't make you. You're not born out of an animal. You're born out of a loving Father. He created you. And isn't it amazing? He created every one of us with different personalities. And in closing, before I lead off in prayer, if there's anything I can do to help you out, me or the ministry team, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or go to my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Again, like us on there and, message me. Give me a contact number. I'll call you. We'll pray for you. Me or the team will. Okay, let's lead off in prayer on a Friday. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I pray you put a physical touch on everyone that's either hurting or in pain. God, you know the whole situation. Maybe people that are just battling cancer or COVID-19 or have lost loved ones with COVID. God, please put a mighty touch on them. Heal them. Oh, Lord, the pain and suffering they're going through. We're all going through our little pain and suffering aches. And we just pray and we give everything to you because this is your world. It's not our world, it's your world. And you put us here for a reason. And let the Christian people out there win others, help win others to Christ. There's a big mission field out there. The world is small, but it's a big mission field to reach others to Christ. May we plant seeds for people that need to know about you. We give all of that to you. In Christ's name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Okay, this is CA fixing to saddle up and head out of Faith Studio 1. the iHeartRadio studio here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I'll tell you what, it is a cold day. It's 39 degrees. I want you to remember the sun does rise on the other side. Tell your friends about us. Share my podcast, please. I truly appreciate it. And if they can't find me, tell them to look us up on Google. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. We're on Amazon and everything. We're all over the market. Let's just share the love of Jesus. That's what we're here for, right? Share, teach, and lead others. And enjoy our lives. Okay? All right. One more saddle up and head out again. CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. The sun, not S-U-N, S-O-N, sun. That's right. Our Heavenly Father is always on the other side with us and with us every day. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.